Let's imagine for a moment that you're experiencing this audio cast on your home computer. When you're done listening, you'll jump on the web, surf around a bit, then you'll likely turn this device off and go fire up the TV and VCR or DVD, or perhaps play some games with the kids. And if you're like most of our party animal audience, after the movie, you and the family might serenade the neighbors with your karaoke machine. What will it be tonight? Feelings, or maybe The Way We Were? Well, wouldn't you rather be singing One Singular Sensation? If you're one of the growing number of DSL customers whose service providers are choosing Motorola's Streammaster 5000 set-top box, that's just what you'll get. A singular sensation, a single box that's ready to deliver DVD-quality digital television, video on demand, interactive TV, web, email, music on demand, smart card capabilities, gaming, and yes, karaoke. You've heard of the convergence of communications and computing? Well, this is it. To find out more, we went to Motorola's Palmer Lane facility in Austin, Texas, where the Streammaster 5000 set-top box team resides. We started our grand tour in the demo room. Motorola's Chad Lyons is a young hipster, and he showed us some pretty incredible stuff.
As you can see, we've got the Streammaster 5000 up there.
Yep.
It's our broadband set-top box extraordinaire. I'll show you some of the services we have here. I can show you the email functionality. Basically, it's a standard IMAP email client. It can be used with any IMAP server. You could do this with Hotmail or Yahoo or any normal IMAP email-based client. We do have an embedded web browser on here, of course. And it's actually a very nice little web browser. It does have pJava and JavaScript support, so it can run a lot of the pages that are out there on the web today. Now here I'm going to go into video on demand. Here's our nice little Motorola commercial we've got here. And because this is also, all of your menus are HTML-based, you could have special buttons at the bottom of your screen. Like if I was watching a movie, it could be at the very bottom. It could say, order a pizza in the movie for $10.99 or something like that. You know, and you could click on it and bring up your services and everything, then order a pizza, ship it to your house, and order the movie for you. Here is an example of our streaming video. We've got a video server in the back that is streaming this over ATM, but you could do it over Ethernet, DSL, any type of connection you want, pretty much. As far as functionality, this is a streaming video over the ATM network. The thing that makes this much better than, say, like pay-per-view. You know, pay-per-view that you have nowadays, you go in there, you have to be sitting at your TV at a certain time, you know, and it plays a movie and you're done with it. What this does is I can come in here and I get the movie exactly when I want it, and not only that, but I have your standard like VCR controls. I can fast forward, I can pause and go pick up my pizza that I ordered at the door, you know, and do all the standard things just like I had the movie sitting on my VCR right here. That's all streaming video. This is one of our games. We actually have two main processors on our board. We have a PowerPC 860 and we have the VM Labs Nuon Aries processor. This allows us to play two different types of games, where most people can only play, like, you get a PlayStation, you play PlayStation 2 games. Or you get a Nuon Enhanced TV player, you play Nuon games. Mm-hmm. And we actually have two different types. We have 2D games, which are supported by our PowerPC processor. And then we have Nuon games, which are supported by the Nuon processor. Yeah, this game is very impressive, because not only is it, you know, a full functional game, but it uses Nuon's virtual light machine, which is also really neat. It's another thing that we are going to support. You can see all the fancy colors and all the wacky stuff. And this is the kind of thing that we'll support when you have like an MP3 jukebox or something along those lines. You'll start playing your MP3 and this your virtual light machine will come up and start doing all these really enhanced cool effects and stuff. Something like you'd see with like Windows Media Player or Winamp or something along those lines. Oh yeah, with the virtual light machine going, you can actually turn that feature off in the game. But with that going, it's kind of hard to play sometimes. It's got so much stuff flying around you. It's kind of weird.
Well, as you can imagine, the coolness continued. It was quite a demo. When we were done, we hooked up with Jacqueline Beauchamp and Ted Finch. Jacqueline is the general manager of the Multimedia Systems Division at Motorola. Ted heads up the marketing effort for the Streammaster 5000 product in particular. I wanted to find out a little bit more about the drivers behind the Streammaster 5000 boxes and the kinds of things that are in place to assure that it's going to be a success all the way around for consumers, for Motorola, and for the broadband service providers.
One of the things that we clearly recognize is that services were actually driving the need for a much more compelling technology. We created Streammaster to enable all of those various types of services, whether it's video on demand, games on demand, web browsing. Now you have a technology and a solution that enables all those services.
So Ted, ease of use, easy to use, not easy to use.
Really user-friendly. There's been a lot of usability tests to ensure that everything from your PhD along with grandma can easily figure this out. I assume probably much easier than programming the VCR.
Let me ask about flexibility from my perspective as the guy sitting in the living room. Am I going to be able to migrate myself at my own pace to the vast number of services that are being offered to me?
The services on StreamMaster can be deployed gradually. So if consumers just want to order a basic package, they can get digital TV and web access. However, if they do want to add additional services, they can purchase different packages from their service providers. The exciting thing about StreamMaster, though, is a lot of the services that people would be getting are already available on other platforms. The difference is that it's all converged in one single system that sits right there at the main portal in their home, in their television set. So StreamMaster effectively has some of the capability of a game console that may be in other parts of the house and now adds it to the living room. In addition, it certainly has the capability for like your DVD type of quality, and your video on demand would be similar to like your video rental, your web browsing and your email, similar to what you would have on a PC. So a lot of these services they're already familiar with, but they're now available on one central system to the entire family.
I must say that ever since I started doing the research on the StreamMaster 5000 box, I've just been imagining what life is going to be like in my living room after 6 p.m. But Jacqueline, before we started, you were telling me a pretty interesting story about your daughter's reaction to the StreamMaster product after she had actually experienced it.
For the first time, my 12-year-old daughter had the opportunity to experience the product firsthand. We had a trade show that she was able to attend to see, because the service provider in our area is not offering the services today. But when my daughter had the opportunity to experience it, the first thing that she stated was, when are we going to get one of these in our home? What you really began enabling is the way that people want their services, when they want their services, how they want their services, and you begin creating and enabling what we classified and called broadband living that will allow you to live in the manner of offering those services that you want. And so you talk about how my family be affected by it, is that I'll have a 12-year-old that's going to, you know, just love the experience of what the platform has, and then I'm going to love my experience of being able to watch a number of not just television offerings, but the aspect of what broadband is enabling for interactive services. One of the shows that I really, really love is the cooking show with Emerald Live. And the one thing that they always tell you to do is to go to, if you want this recipe, go to this website. Well, how many people usually walk up out of their living room, go into their office area, and log on and go and get that recipe? Not very many. But what broadband is enabling is the aspect of you having a hot link button that has an interactive connection to a website where you can download that into your electronic recipe book in your kitchen. You never have to leave the comforts of your living room, and that's what broadband living, that's what this is enabling the consumer to be able to do. And I always put myself in that category of the consumer, because we all are. We all are consumers. And the way that we live, the way that I live, will probably be different than the way that you will live. But still, at the same time, you're going to want those services when you want them, where you want them, and how you want them. And that's what we're enabling with StreamMaster.
So, Ted, can I assume that you, too, have been putting a little thought into what life is going to be like when you get a StreamMaster 5000 set-top box sitting in your living room?
Yeah, I actually refer to StreamMaster sometimes as anti-slipper wear, because you don't have to get your slippers back on to go to the video depot to drop the video off. One time we went on a trip, we came back, and we had $70 worth of extended viewing fees. I'm excited with the idea that late at night, when you're toying with the idea of, do I return this on time or do I pay for it all over again by bringing it in the morning? With StreamMaster, you just click on the button, you watch the video, it's done. No extended viewing fees. I think it'll actually cut down on the expense that we're currently spending for some of our entertainment.
Well, our thanks to Jacqueline Beauchamp and Ted Finch. Thank you both very much, and please extend our thanks to Chad as well. That was quite a demo. And thank you all very much for joining us for this introduction to the very exciting StreamMaster 5000 set-top box from Motorola. As you heard, smart technology is changing life in the living room. It's a lot simpler to get a lot more services.
This audio webcast is copyright 2001, Motorola, at motorola.com. All rights reserved.